You're listening to Coriander Society Adventures, a Casters and Castles production. This is episode 18, Escape from Thornacre.
Welcome back from the break, everybody. Our heroes are in the laboratory of Dr. Zorbius Brandt. They have discovered Florence Giotto, the gifted daughter of the crime boss Lincoln Giotto, who is being stored in a special containment pod to prevent her shadow powers from causing her to discorporate entirely. I've given our heroes the benefit of a cinematic short rest. They are currently spending hit dice to recover hit points and using other special abilities. And we are going to briefly go through what each of them was doing in the interim. Gaston, aside from finding this place where Zorbius had dissected an angel killer victim and several of the gifted, again attempting to take them apart to discover what makes them tick, you also discover this room up here.
Oh, I do? Okay.
Yes. Okay. Bubbling tubes full of glowing bioluminescent goo are in here. The bubbling gas, there's a gas that's being pumped through it to suffuse it with nutrients and oxygen. This is what is processing it before it gets sent over to the pods wherein they dwell. Now that you've gained access to this additional information, you can go ahead and make a new science check.
Ooh.
23. Okay. There is a deep rift, this world's equivalent of the Mariana Trench, a place where two continental shelves meet and plummet down into unknown depths, deeper than any submersible has ever gone, or so it seems, and in there, it is rumored, such strange life forms can be found. This is likely the location of Dr. Zorbius's true secret base.
Oh my god.
Now, you don't have a pinpoint location, but you do know, you know, the several hundred mile large seafloor trench where he's probably hiding and collecting these glowing tube worms and who knows what else to power his weird science.
Weird science.
Asena! Go ahead.
So these rooms are just, these are just like gaseous tubes?
These are tubes full of the goo derived from the volcanic tube worms, but there's some other substance, it's derived from krill, also found in that deep trench. They're rendered down and then chemically treated to extract a gas. The gas is pumped through that same glowing bioluminescent substance in order to saturate it with oxygen and nutrients in order to keep the people in the pods alive.
Oh, I see.
So he's harvesting vast amounts of these volcanic tube worms, which means he's got to have a base somewhere near that trench, and then using the glowing properties for multiple different substances, for multiple different functions.
Very interesting.
Gaston, you're a genius. Now we can narrow down where his base is.
Yeah. Now I'm just thinking if, like, so it's already the nutrients so those gifted can stay alive, and wait, there's only four pods in that room, but there's six chambers of gas in here. Where did the other two go?
They all sort of funnel into the same system. These are each too small to completely power, you know, to completely supply one of them. I will go ahead and say that on one of the tubes, the balance of gas to glow is much more glow-weighted, and that's probably the one going to Florence's tube.
It's more, okay.
Yeah, because again, the others, like the bioluminescent substance helps bind the nutrients, so it keeps them in suspended animation, but for her, the light is important to keep her stabilized.
What if I just, no, that's probably not going to work.
All right, Asena, you go scavenging around for something valuable. Roll 1d100. Also, you are no longer fatigued. You lose a level of exhaustion, so your skill checks are back to normal. Roll 1d100.
I get to go find things.
16. All right. You find a few bits and bobs and some bundles of silver wire that Quirk is somewhat interested in. That's valuable. That's got street value. But she's willing to bet that Lincoln has some, like, nice jewelry or some art pieces, something worth some real money upstairs.
Oh, dang it. I was not muted.
You hear John working on the spell he's casting over in the other room. Something goes wrong. There's a poof of smoke, and he starts coughing.
Oh, God. I, like, leaned into and snapped a test tube.
You also find one other piece of weird technology. Oh. Yeah. You find a faceted hexagonal device with some sort of gemstone or translucent stone embedded in it, and it's got six little legs, like it's supposed to latch onto something.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds really shiny.
It is.
Where are you again?
Oh, let's say in... You make your way out this way, up this way, through the here, up some stairs, into this room full of stuff.
Yep.
So I have no idea what's happening, but also I'm very interested in what's happening.
Of course you are. Steal my things.
I have not stolen one of your things.
I know, but you want to.
Also, Gaston, I'm going to say that you find some extra supplies that you can use to upgrade or build more inventions. So just a few extra invention points worth of mad science. So yeah, you found it's like a hexagonal thing. I'll say maybe 3 inches across, metal socket. With metal around the edges, this odd, sort of waxy, almost, gemstone in the middle, and then six legs so it can bind to something.
Does it appear
like... It appears it has... like nothing, because you can't see it.
This is not John, this is Matt. Does anything about it appear heroic or resolved?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
What do you do with it, Asena?
I'm just gonna keep looking it over, like, very intrigued with it, and just be like, this is very shiny.
Alright.
Really shiny.
As you sort of, like, flip it over, pick it up and down, when it falls, it is pretty heavy, actually. But then when you pick it up, it's rather light.
Huh. I'm gonna keep doing that, but...
Yeah.
This is really weird.
Heavy, light. Heavy, light.
I'll ask Quirk, you ever seen something like this before?
Nope.
It's shiny though, huh?
And I turned a guy into a flower pot once. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of shiny. I've seen shinier. It almost looks like somebody, like, it almost looks like a paste stone, like a fake.
Well, I guess I'll keep this one then, and we can keep looking for something better for you.
I bet all the good stuff is upstairs.
Heavy? Light.
Heavy? Light. That was made for Asena.
Magnificent. All right. We're going to resolve what John is up to, and then we're going to get to the part where Octopus spring out of the walls and start wailing people around the mansion upstairs. All right. John, it takes you a few moments to settle into the dream trance and to make mental contact. And the dreamscape that you enter is filled with stark shadow, bright lights, and just sharp, pitch black shadows. You also, it seems to be a merger of two different mindscapes. It's as if you're looking from the outside into another series of vignettes and quick scenes, and it's about somebody else, somebody who doesn't live in this mansion but visits it frequently. Her twin brother, a businessman, a salesman, who has business throughout all the city, and for the last 4 years has been, you know, wining and dining and plying deals and such, while his twin floats in suspended animation, still vaguely able, through some supernatural connection, to look at his life as if shadows cast on the wall of a cave, but not able to participate. You can tell from this side that even as she gets these bits and pieces of his life, he perceives nothing of her experience.
And you said twin, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But then there's one odd thing. So again, she's been in here for the last 4 years. She's been unconscious for the last 4 years. There's one odd image against all of this. Against a pure, stark, white background, a shadow falls from the sky, plummeting and burning. Just a silhouette. No light, no fire to it, but the silhouette of something plummeting from the sky. And as it falls, it screams. A piercing, anguished, angry shriek of pain and frustration. And at that moment, upstairs, you start hearing the thumps as your spell goes off and turns the entire inside of Lincoln Jota's mansion into a sea anemone. Everybody is aware of this at the exact same time. What would we like to do?
Should we leave? Oh, I thought I DC'd.
Oh, sorry, I'm not able to talk right now. I'm busy dreaming.
You'll wake up shortly afterwards.
Oh, that's all I get, and there's no more? I can't talk to her?
Nope.
Oh.
Wait, so what's happening? The his spell is going nuts. The house is probably shaking now.
Yeah, the trigger that he left upstairs as an emergency on the staircase goes off.
Wait, and I'm sorry, mate, just to clarify, you said twin. What does her twin look like? Is it...
It's not a character that you've met. It's, what's the other kid's name? Albert. Albert Giotto. One of Lincoln's kids.
Oh.
Who was not born gifted.
Okay. But wait, you said that there was a comet that fell. She's been asleep for 4 years, or at least she's been looking at his life for the last 4 years.
She's been asleep for 4 years. You're able to determine that from the dream. Her shadow powers developed and grew out of control. And then, because it didn't happen all at once, right? She had her childhood, she had her teenage life, she even got into the beginnings of, like, she was almost turning 18 when the powers became so overwhelming that Zorbius sealed her up to keep her from fading away.
And this comet fell from the sky how long ago exactly?
22 years ago. She is 21.
And this shrieking comet is the same thing?
You would imagine so.
Because the shrieking comet, she's remembering it. It didn't just recently happen.
This is not a memory. This is something else in her mind. This is not something she experienced or saw herself.
But John has a pretty good idea that this shrieking comet full of anguish and whatnot is the same comet that gave all these kids power.
Yep, even though she was not even born when it fell, it is part of her mindscape.
And just to clarify, only people born after this comet had developed powers. Nobody who was already born had any.
There's one possible exception.
Oh.
But...
that I know of?
None of the gifted from the city that you're aware of. The only person you've met who's from this world, who has supernatural unexplained abilities, who was not yet born at the time the comet fell, is Asena.
Oh.
She was alive. She was a child on that expedition. She came along that expedition.
Oh, that's right. And then, of course, probably Rasmon, although I guess we don't technically know.
You don't know shit about Rosamond.
Rosamond could be a 5-year-old girl for all I know.
Unlikely, but possible.
Rosamond could be a potted plant for all I know.
Unlikely, but possible.
As unlikely as being a 5-year-old girl?
Probably a little more unlikely, but you know, weird stuff happens.
Are you just going to keep asking those questions until you get Joe to, like, wince and you'll be like, ah!
I mean, that's kind of how we go, but yeah, you know, that's...
I knew it! He's a sentient candy cane! The DM twitched!
Yes! And just to clarify, we got that she was asleep for 4 years, has a twin that she can see through the eyes of, screaming Comet, and that's all I was able to ascertain through the stream?
Yeah, and scary shadow stuff.
And does she shunt me from the dream?
No, essentially, it takes a long time to explore all this. Time dilation is weird in dream. Also, I don't want to slow the episode down is the main thing. But what shunts you from the dream is actually the awareness of your spell going off up above.
Okay. But just to clarify, I can't speak to her at all. Like, I'm not allowed to...
You aren't able to during this dream sequence.
Gotcha.
Mostly because she's been dreaming for so long, her mind is sort of muddled and quiet.
However, now that I'm aware of her, later on, I might be able to try again.
Indeed.
Cool. Okay, cool. That's all I need to know.
You know what would really help with her sleeping for 4 years and having her mind being muddled?
A nice cold Pepsi? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who? If only some smart guy thought of that. It's too bad. It's too bad.
And upon hearing the shrieking of the comet turn into the garbled mess of the Everett's black tentacles above, John snaps from the dream. Anyone who's around, okay, we've got to go. And he stands up, gathers anything that Gaston hasn't already collected from this room, and makes his way out.
All right, team. What would you like to do? You're all aware of the funking upstairs. You're aware that you're not sure exactly to what degree the jig is up, but some amount of the jig is indeed up.
I've seen all... Should we like super, super quickly open the other three pods? Just because there are three people who like aren't gonna die if we open them?
Those people are likely to be fairly useful. Like, they'll likely live... But they'll be, you know, incredibly drugged from being under constant anesthetics and such in the pods. It's not a medically induced coma, so you'd have to evac them, but they're not going to, you know, vanish into shadows if you extract them.
Were there any notes on them at all, Gusto?
Just that they're gifted being experimented on and they're in the same medically induced coma as Florence.
But is nothing we can come about them? Is
nothing significant, no. Not that I remember.
Do you want three more hostages?
Not really, but it feels shitty to leave them here.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, I say we let them out. I'm gonna start opening pods.
All right.
Don't make that face, pods. You know what I mean.
I'm very close to these pods for some reason. So Asana and Quirk are going to make their way back down to the main room because they were kind of far. Just be like, you guys, we gotta go. I think I hear loud noises.
Alright. The three people are all gathered together. I'm going to have our boy Gaston make three science checks to deactivate the three pods.
Okay.
Can I assist him with this?
Absolutely.
Three.
Roll a check to assist with that last one, Matt.
Copy that. What would you like?
What do you got?
Well, I'm from a modern realm, so I feel like science is a thing I got, but it's not on this 5th edition character sheet.
Mm-hmm.
But I have Jack of all trades, meaning I'm good at everything.
Okay, do a Jack of all trades, because even from the modern world, you were good with tech, but not like PhD good with tech, you know? It's not like hard studied it, it's just you were proficient. So give me a Jack of all trades intelligence check. Roll nature, because it should already be incorporated.
Yep, let's do that. 17.
Okay, yeah, that's just slightly good enough. You're able to start draining the pods and disconnecting the three people from them. Of them, there is a young adult whose tongue is lolling out of his mouth and it goes down to his knees.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
There is a slightly younger, probably middle teenage male who has claws and antenna. And there is a young woman who doesn't appear to be exceptional in any way.
Before we continue, I have a quick, quite literally insane question to ask you.
Those are my favorite.
Okay, cool. So that fourth pod with mm-hmm. Florence in it,
mm-hmm.
if we were to disconnect it from everything without draining it, how long would it take her to disappear into shadows?
That's
and
a great.
How heavy is the pod?
How heavy is? Oh, okay, okay. The pod weighs 400 pounds.
Okay.
And you have the jury rig quick invention ability. You could probably whip something up to temporarily sustain it. So if you have a plan to evacuate,
wait. I do, and I'm so glad. Okay, what if? All right, hold on. I have an idea. So what if I, you know, this room with all the gas and stuff,
mm-hmm.
would it be possible for me to just take the one that was connected to her pod and mm-hmm. basically jerry-rig it so that it is connected so it will at least temporarily sustain her? And I'm going to also, so you see this room I'm in right now with the bodies and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I assume those are gurneys that have wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I'm going to take, very many of those and basically... Oh, you know what? That's going to take too long. I'm going to... See the middle one with the body? I'm just mm-hmm. going to chuck that body over, and I'm going to put the pod on top of that. That's easier.
Okay. Roll with one of your tool sets. Roll an intelligence check with one of your tool sets. Your tinker's tools.
Cool. Tinker's tools. Intelligence... How do we feel about 14?
A 14. You don't know how long it's going to last or if it's going to start leaking glowing goo all over the place, but you've certainly rigged it up.
All right, I'll take it.
Okay, so let's quickly just do a count here, all right?
Okay.
You've got 3 extra people you're bringing with you who are unconscious, completely unconscious. You've got a massive pod that weighs mm-hmm. 400 plus pounds because of all the extra stuff on it and is on wheels. You've got Quirk, Extra, Saul, and the three of you. And you're all going to try to evac.
Yes.
Do Asena or John, as Gaston is going through his brain blast here, and just, grabbing things, hooking them up. He grabs, a part out of the diving suit that sparks and, sticks it on to the tank. And it's sparks are flying everywhere. As he's whipping all this up and extracting these three people from their tanks successfully, though, again, they're unconscious or blah, 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 and will be useless for the duration of the encounter. Do Asena and John, 1, have anything to say? And 2, have a plan to get them up the stairs...
That's going to be what I was going to say.
Dr. Zorbius is not operating a compliant facility here.
I just wanted to have that moment where John was just going to look at the gurney and be like, you've thought of everything, Gaston. However, we do have the rather awful complication of a staircase.
Listen, John, I'm going to be real with you here. If I had enough time, I could rip apart all this shit and make an elevator, but we're really against the clock right here. I was really, really hoping you had some magic for this. Please, please tell me I'm right. Please.
Okay, how about this? And John goes about getting, hopefully, Asena, because she's buffer, and Gaston's help to stack the 3 non-400-pound pod bodies on the gurney that Gaston just pulled up.
Yeah, he did.
All right.
I have something.
How are we going to push this more? You just added more weight to it.
All right, the gurney cannot hold a pod and 3 unconscious people.
I'm not intending for it to, Gaston. I have a thing for you. I do have magic,
oh,
but this is going to take a lot. And so
it's fine.
John slaps his hands together and kind of just rubs them together for a moment, like, this is going to take a lot out of me. Okay. Joe, I have a little spell called the floating disc. It is not prepared. So normally I would cast it as a ritual, which would take me 10 minutes. I don't think we have 10 minutes. I would like to give you an inspiration to temporarily allow me to cast it right now.
Okay. This will be your new concentrate. Oh, no, it's not a concentration spell.
It's not a concentration spell.
All right. And it can carry up to 500 pounds. So it can carry the pod if you can carry the rest of the unconscious folk.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and drop an inspiration. John is going to... Oh, man. Okay. Let's do this really quickly and...
Wait, before he starts, I'm just going to be like, John, you're not strong enough.
John's like, oh, no, watch this. So John, like, ooh, does a couple of squats, like, I got this. And then I trace a rather nice-looking circle in the air, kind of move it around, turning it into almost like a globe, placing it on the ground. The circle slides underneath the pod and then slowly begins moving and expanding into a, I believe it's a 2-foot diameter thing. How large is that?
Floating disc is 3-foot diameter.
Yeah, so a 3-foot diameter disc.
So this, like, 7-foot pod is just balancing on this floating hover disc, and it can barely hold the weight. Like, it's floating 3 feet. It's supposed to float at 3 feet, but as, like, you set it, everyone works together to lift it up. Like, it hits the disc, and the disc goes...
I have to say, hold on, by the way the spell works, it can hold up to 500 pounds, and it's completely fine until it hits 501 pound, in which it just dies. So nobody's... I look over at Asena and, like, do not sit on this pod. Nothing touches this pod or this disc. I don't even want you to lean on it. This disc is going to fall. This disc is going to follow me like a puppy. Anywhere I go, the disc will follow within about 20 or so feet of me.
Okay.
It can go up elevations like slopes and stairs and stuff, but if we have to jump a chasm, this thing's staying behind.
Okay. I don't think we have to worry about that. You probably guessed where I was going with this, John, but we should absolutely take all of these kids to the academy, like, instantly. Sweet, if you will. Okay.
Cool. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I think we should probably talk to them first, though. But yes, I completely agree with you.
You know what? Let's get out of the premises and we'll work out the details.
Did the pod turn into a missile launcher? It really is a pod of war. Look at that.
That asset is part of the map. I had to extract something on the fly. Leave me alone.
I love it.
It's actually, he had to bolt on all sorts of extra crap on it to make it work, so it looks very different now.
No, it's great. You did a wonderful job. I love it. And okay, so yeah, this thing's going to follow 20 feet behind me, and if I ever at any point get more than 100 feet from it, the spell ends and this thing goes crashing back to the earth from whence it came.
Yeah. It's only like a 3-foot drop.
So John looks over at Gaston and says, "You owe me, friend. That was not easy. And I'm now being complicit in the kidnapping of a mobster's daughter. So we either need to skedaddle very quickly or kill said mobster before we go."
Hey, don't tempt me with a good time. And if it makes you feel better, if we don't kill him, he's going to be pissed.
That's exactly what I'm worried about.
I love how Gaston's like, yeah. And John's like, no.
So just to clarify, not only are we trying to get ourselves, we already had a hard time sneaking in here, and now we're going to try to sneak out with a giant 400-pound pod containing the daughter of the crime boss's place we broke into.
That's right.
5 gifted, 3 of which are unconscious on a gurney, 2 of which are children, and then we have 1 dashing yet basically inconsequential rogue. Sorry, Saul. To try to get out of this place. Am I correct so far in this assertion?
You're correct. Nothing could go wrong. Also, real quick, Mr. DM, sir, I would like to flip the switch in my exosuit because I imagine I'm going to be carrying some of these kids that are not on the floating gurney.
Okay. Activated, you're able to easily hoist one of them without impeding you at all.
Saul, how strong are you?
Well, you know, I mean... Yeah, well, you know...
What are you looking at here?
He grabs one of them and just... And it's just still dripping with goo.
Like, this is drained.
So it's 2 out of 3, right?
Yeah.
Can I grab long tongue man into his mouth?
What?
Like, you said he had a tongue down to the floor. I don't want him dragging a tongue on the floor. I was going to mage hand the tongue back into his mouth.
All right. John just gestures over, and the tongue, like, rolls itself up like a fruit by the foot. You know,
yeah, that's exactly what I was hoping for, yeah.
All right.
I brought some duct tape, and I duct taped the front of his mouth. Just a little strip.
Oh, wait. Asena. Can you pick up the kid?
You want me to pick up the kid?
Wait, which
kid? Yeah. I got one. Saul's got one. There's one left, you know?
Oh, they're all kids. Okay, I thought they were.
Well, two of them were like young adults, and one of them was a teenager.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I will buy you a steak.
She's gonna, like, poke the kid first.
The kid has claws and antenna.
Mate, how heavy is the kid? Is he long? He's not 100 pounds heavy, right?
Oh, it's like a 15-year-old. 14-year-old.
Okay, well, that's different than, like, child. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good kid.
Definitely carry him.
She has no problem. Do you want to trade? Do you want to hold this one? What does this kid do that I'm holding? Are there claws on this one?
No, there's the one with the super tongue, the one with the claws, and the one who otherwise appears completely normal.
Okay, you want the normal-looking kid?
They're just kind of gooey, and I'm scared of it.
Well, it makes...
But I
sorry.
I'm poking the kid to see if I'm fine.
Boing. Seems nothing happens to you.
Okay.
As far as you can tell.
Nothing so far.
It makes logistical sense to have the strongest member of our party to carry this weird, gooey child. Technically, isn't Ascena the one that needs to go all kung fu on people in case we get caught? I'm just gonna hold the kid.
I'm just gonna pick up the next kid. It's fine. Let's go.
Alright. Okay. His exosuit is active, and he's just carrying, like, two of them ready to go.
Okay. Well, if you're sure, and I go ahead and just give Gaston a little pat, like, on the giant exosuit arm.
You guys got it covered.
All right, team. Where will you go? What will you do?
John, lead the way.
Yes, righto. I'm going to go ahead and, guys, please make sure nothing gets in the way of me and this, this pod.
Okay, new plan. Ascena is in the front. John just says where to go. Because if someone comes up to John, you know, Ascena can...
Yeah, absolutely. Real quick, guys, did we check all the rooms around here, or are we, do we need to look at anything before we leave?
Pretty sure we checked them all.
We didn't look at everything.
Okay.
But we don't got time now.
Head to the north, Ascena. Head to the north. Let's go back to the stairs from whence we came.
North. Is that up?
That's up, yeah. I would assume that's up, yeah. This is north, right? Right?
Correct. Yeah. That is north.
Cool. Yes, please head down the hallway to your left. Glorious.
Ooh. We're going north.
All right.
Why I no move? Oh, there we go. There we go.
We're schmoving.
What's this?
Should I go more?
That. Yes,
please.
At brief examination, Matt, roll perception check. Ascena, also roll a perception check. Alright, you're pretty deep underground. It looks like that has something to do with the air circulation in here. And pause, with that roll, you can see that one of the Zorbots was assigned to guard this piece of important equipment that controls the airflow throughout the entire subterranean area.
Yeah, let's destroy that thing. Pods? Or, sorry, not pods. Ascena, it's time to test the ray gun.
Oh, really?
Yes. Let me just keep moving this pod out of the way. Excuse me, but you do your fun business.
Okay. I mean, she still has it in her hands, and she's just gonna, like, fire it on.
All right.
But let the rest of us out of here. We all...
She says she points it. She squeezes it. The gun buzzes in your hand. A bright light, almost like from a welding torch, sparks at the entrance, and then a thin ray flies out towards the equipment and starts to melt through the metal machinery. Roll 2d10.
Just to clarify, I did say that I already skedaddled before that and brought the pot with me.
All right. It deals 8 points of damage to the thing. 8 points of fire damage.
Oh, okay.
And roll 1d10. And that's all.
Okay.
I don't think it works, but it's good at melting things.
Try it again!
Yeah. Okay.
Quirk, Saul, and Extra just sort of hustle past you. Roll 2d10. Oh, wow. 14 points of fire damage. You continue to melt through this equipment. The smell of smoke begins to emanate through the HVAC system down here that prevents mold, mildew, and, you know, lack of oxygen from building up. You continue to destroy the equipment. Roll 1d10.
I think I'm getting better at working this thing.
Yep, it just keeps on keeping on. Matt, there's a staircase that goes up to a door that has not yet been opened. To the south below you are the stairs that lead up to the basement.
Hey, Gaston, do you want to take a peek past this unopened door just to see where it leads? Or should we just go back the way we came? I'm pretty sure this is going to lead to, more bad guys.
Is it the faster way out?
Well, if you want to go with less bad way out, we'd probably want to go the other way, because
then
that's where
we should probably go the other way.
Came from the secret. Yeah, we could always come back here and do bad stuff, I suppose, right? Although,
I mean,
we're destroying the best way
to breathe down here. I feel like there's no going back.
Well, technically, so here's the thing. We did get Rosamond, or not Rosamond, Zorbius's notes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We need to figure out what the deal with Dre and Warner is. I don't believe we really did that. So we do need to either come back here afterwards to explore the mansion, because I'm sure there's going to be more stuff in the mansion about them. But I don't think we're ready for that. I think we have way too many hostages that we got to get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, because I really doubt we're going to kill Link and Geodo on our way out of here unless there's some miracle. So I'm pretty cool with the second trip to Thornacre. So why don't we do that later? Yeah.
With a horribly increased security patrol.
Wait, okay. Are you trying to get us to leave or not leave?
Imagine.
I'm getting good information, that's all.
Yeah, let's go.
We could. Now, here's an idea. And as I'm doing this, I walk back to the Safeway. We could leave and then drop these guys off somewhere safe nearby and then just come right back before they have time to really consider what's going on here.
I don't think so. It's now or next time.
Yeah, how about we focus on leaving first?
Yeah, one thing at a time.
Okay.
If you really want to do it, like, we can fight. We can really fight through it if we want to go this way.
I mean, I would if I wasn't carrying a 400-pound asset, you know, with me.
Well, that answers your question, so off we go.
All right, what's your marching order going up the stairs?
Can you fight in your condition?
I think I'm going first.
Yeah.
Oh, my condition is...
I'm doing the thing.
Well, you're lasering it, but you can, you know, before you guys go upstairs, you can get to the front if you want.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
I think that's a good... Yeah.
Asena's going first.
Okay. Asena, then who?
I think John should bring up the rear just because of this thing.
That's fine, yeah.
We're going that way.
All right,
go the non-safe way?
John in the back with the tube. Saul with the hostage. Quirk and Extra in the middle. And probably Gaston somewhere in there as well. And, all right, cool. Everyone ready to go upstairs?
Yeah. Yes.
This isn't the upstairs with the giant throbbing tentacles, is it?
No, this is... You're going up to the the basement, from the sub-basement.
Good. Okay,
so perfect. You should be completely fine, and nothing bad should happen whatsoever. I have to grab these guys and take them upstairs as well, because they were not on that floor.
I just want to remind you that Black Tentacles rocks, so...
No, it's great. It's fantastic. I have to grab the pod, because the pod is not on that layer...
I think you should ask the pod to dinner first before you start grabbing her, but you know, that's fine.
You're basically just giving the pod a lift right now.
Yes, that's true.
All right. Asena, you walk up the stairs into gunfire.
Whoa, guys.
Around the corner, a gangster is hiding in the passageway that leads to the ladder that goes up to the well. And the moment he sees you, he opens fire. Everybody, let me put you somewhat in here. No, we're being a little bit abstract as you guys are down the ladder, but I need you to be here so you can actually roll for initiative.
Okay.
Roll for initiative.
Let's see. Click. And click.
Oh, dang it, I didn't click myself first.
It's all good. I will manually add you.
Maybe I didn't either.
It's all right. I will manually add you as well.
In my defense, I didn't see a turn order, so...
Yep, that's confused. Totally fine. Whoa, not 46.
Whoa!
That would be... wild. Oh, wow. Okay, that's terrible. Alright, so we're actually going to skip everybody until we get to Asena and the gangster. The two of you see each other at almost the exact same time. Asena, what is your dexterity modifier? Two?
Four? Two? I don't know.
Two?
Big number two.
Yep, big number two. All right, the gangster gets the drop on you. He unloads with his Tommy gun.
Can I react?
You can use a reaction if he hits you. He hits you for 9 points of damage. Would you like to use your reaction?
Yeah.
All right, you use your reaction to catch the bullet. Roll... the catch projectiles button.
Oh.
All right. You catch the bullet. For one focus point, you can throw it back.
Heck yeah.
All right.
And you got all your focus points back.
Because you had a short rest.
Nice.
So recharge up to full.
Okay, I'll spend one, so now I have five.
Mm-hmm. And now, make an attack back at them. With your pistol, basically. Or one of your weapons. It's not actually... You're going to use the damage from his attack, but you're using the attack roll of one of your guns. So it doesn't matter which one you roll. Alright. The 14. Is that good enough to hit a gangster? It is not. You hurl the bullet back with equal force, and it glances off the wall he's hiding behind with a pew! As he ducks... Seriously
I'm
confused.
Pretend like I didn't. Like I didn't miss. And just be like, you shoot me again, I'll hit you in the head.
All right. Now that was your reaction and his action. So he shoots. He sees that. Here they are, boys. Get them. And the secret door swings open. Now, I'm going to point out, the pod is not actually here. The pod is down the stairs, as is John. The secret door opens, and a gangster right here is going to fire at you from this angle. He unloads with the Tommy gun. A 20. So, the way this works, roll a dexterity saving throw. You have no more reactions, so you cannot catch this one. But, roll a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Because he's firing on full auto. A 17. Nice. He got a 20 on his attack, so he hits you. You take 6 points of piercing damage.
Ow. Okay.
He then uses the rest of his movement to hustle back behind the coal forge, and this gangster moves up to replace him and opens fire with his Tommy gun. Roll a dexterity saving throw against a 12. Okay, yeah, you completely take cover as you're still walking up the stairs. The bullets impact all around you. And I am going to... I'm going to spend a point of inspiration that I was granted. One of the bullets impacts the tank right here. It starts to hiss. Psst.
Tank of what, may I ask?
Oh, let's...
We tried breaking it last time, and we didn't end up doing it.
It smelled bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Guys?
It is now your turn, Asena.
Doesn't sound like a good thing, guys. Well, okay, there's gunfire. I got shot. It's gonna be fine.
You got shot?
Yeah.
Well, kill the guy.
Okay, I'll try. But there's also, like, this, see the... You remember the thing that I liked holding, but not dropping? Careful thing. He got hurt too.
Oh, guys, we gotta go. We gotta move. There's a lot of tanks over there.
So maybe we just run?
Yeah.
Now, if you recall, there are three exits from the sub-basement. This path will lead you to a ladder that goes into the well that goes up the garden. A great option. Yeah, a great option for a small task force, not for a huge fuck-off pod. This direction will lead you either to the stairs that lead up into Thornacre, or to the escape tunnel, or the smuggling tunnel.
Well,
Asena?
I guess we're going in.
Smuggling tunnel! Clear us a path, Asena!
What do you do?
Okay, I'm gonna run up to this goon that shot me.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of firing, you know, the laser gun that I have, I'm just gonna hit him over the head with the laser gun.
Nice. Okay, did we put improvised weapons on your character sheet?
Yeah.
Great. Roll an improvised weapon attack. Okay, you clobber him.
Nice.
Yeah, you definitely clobber him. However, these are not goons. Thornacre is guarded by the column's elite soldiers. This is a gangster. He is significantly tougher. He's not even bloodied by the attack. However, you get to make two attacks for free. Go ahead, make your second attack.
Okay.
As you're just pistol whipping him with a laser gun. A 13. A 13 is not good enough to hit him. You can use... go ahead.
Guys, my usual tips and tricks aren't working.
Have you tried hitting him harder?
Speaking of which, if you want, you can use your bonus action to hit him again. And if you spend a point of focus, you can hit him twice with your bonus action. Your call.
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. There's just going to be another one there. Oh, God, what did I do?
Yeah, roll the dexterity save. It's fine to worry about it.
Yeah, I'll spend a point and then get to do that again.
All right. Two times. Roll two more attacks. 17 and a 15. So the 17 hits him. For 9 points of damage. The 15 would hit him, but he uses his reaction and brings up one of his heavily... he's wearing like a big, thick jacket, right? Brings up an arm, blocks it. You can tell it's smarts, but he uses his parry reaction to increase his armor class. The attack misses. You have a bunch more movement, but you're stuck in the room.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna need help, guys.
Reasonable. It's pretty reasonable.
Oh, this guy's gone. The lad assistant is gone. All right. Top of the round. The gas cloud expands.
Oh, did we ascertain what this was?
Nope. It's a... You did not. But it's green.
Cool.
Gaston, green sounds safe. It's your turn. You have two... unconscious gifted that you're carrying with your exosuit.
Okay, how many... I see two people, two thugs we gotta deal with. Is that accurate? Cool.
That's all you can tell from here.
Got you. Gonna gently put down these two kids, and I'm gonna... Yeah, I'm pretty tired, so I'm gonna try
you're
and...
Not gonna, you're not gonna beat this guy with a kid?
No, I thought about it, but I'm going to instead. I'm going to chuck that gas canister at him.
Okay. Yeah. You walk up to the top of the stairs. You grab the leaking gas canister. If you do that, you will expose yourself to it.
I hold my breath.
Okay. roll a constitution saving throw with advantage.
Advantage.
Okay, natural 20. It stings, it makes your eyes water, it's not good, but you definitely successfully lift it. Move yourself up to the top of the stairs, you grab the gas canister, Asena is engaged with this contact here, and this guy is around the corner. He has cover, but you could move to here and negate his cover.
I would like to do that.
Okay, and then roll an athletics check with advantage to yeet the leaking gas container at the dude.
What if I used some inspiration? How would we feel about that?
I would allow you to spend 1 point of inspiration to roll a third athletics check with no advantage. Ten.
Do it. I did.
Okay. The container misses him. He ducks as the container rolls past him. It lands at the end of the hallway.
Oh, shit. That's where we gotta go.
Upon impact, it begins to spread further. You can hear shouts of chaos and panic as the bad guys climbing down the well from the garden to reinforce you are caught off by a cloud of poisonous green gas.
Also, Gaston, we're going that way, so that was a good thing.
Oh, let's go. So smart.
Holy you are so smart. You did it.
You have 10 feet of movement left if you want to spend it. Otherwise, your turn is over. What would you like to do?
I would like to... 10 feet, you say? I'm going to move right over here.
All right. John, it's your turn.
There is just a little, like... This is just a little opening. There's no way to, like, see this guy right here from here, is there?
He has cover from that square.
Okay. And if I stand, let's say, for instance, right here, would I be able to see both this guy and this guy with cover?
Yes.
Cool. Then, yeah, I think that's what I'd like to do. John is going to get to the top of the stairs and say, "Excuse me, gentlemen, we have somewhere to be. I pull out Krontaka, the bronze revolver, and I'm gonna hopefully blast this guy in the face."
Alright, they both have cover because one of them is crouching behind a wall and the other one is, you know, behind a secret door. But are you just gonna... Do you have two shots?
Do I? Yeah, I can... have the first shot and then I can do the double tap.
Oh, got it.
At disadvantage.
Alright. Go ahead and roll the first shot.
I would like to, let me just make sure that I'm doing this right. Give me a second here. Two. I would like to go ahead and, because we got to get out of here quick, use one of my spell bullets on the first shot.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to shoot this guy in the face with a bullet that has a magic missile imbued in it.
Okay. Roll the attack.
So...
This is a flat attack.
Flat attack. I'm good at flat attacking.
Against a target with cover. 23. Well, that's going to pierce his cover. Kablamo. And roll 3d4 plus 3.
I'm just going to click this. That... It only did one.
Do that twice more.
Pew, pew.
All right, plus another 11 points of damage as the spell bullet is expended, and it slams into him. The bullet hits him, and then little fragments of arcane power float upwards gently, and then home right back into him.
Nice.
He oofs and ducks around the corner. He's still up. He's not bloodied.
Wait, he ducked again?
No, he's alive. I'm just saying you didn't kill him. That was narrative.
Oh, okay, okay, but I can still see him, though.
You can still see him.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I'm going to shoot him again.
All right, roll a second attack, double tap with disadvantage. You fire two rounds from your revolver.
Yes.
Two of the chambers are empty.
It was a 20! No, it was a natural 20!
Get wrecked. All right, with that second shot, he is bloodied. He is under heavy fire. He's being suppressed, you know. Bits and chunks are falling off. You gain inspiration for shooting people in the face, Monarch style.
Yeah!
Heck, way to go, yes. Chat. And that is it for your action and your bonus action. No, because double tap is part of the same action. You have a bonus action, you have movement, unless you're done.
I'm a wizard, so I don't have a whole lot of that bonus action thing going on, so mm-hmm. I think that's mostly going to be it for me. However, I'm going to move myself up against the wall over here, and... yeah, I want to make sure that thing is not just, like, in firing range. It's still down the stairs a ways. I know you have to show it here, but it's not, like, up in shooting range.
For sure.
Cool. That's it for me.
All right. Extra pops up the stairs. Extra, read all about it! Guys, stupid hat! Comes to life and eats his head! The gangster looks at him like, what the hell? And then his hat comes to life and starts to eat his head. Its little teeth pop out of it and these eyes that are buttons. And it stretches over and covers his face.
Oh my god, I didn't know you guys had mimics here. That's amazing!
So he is incapacitated. He hasn't started taking any damage yet, but he's blinded. He's not incapacitated, but he's blinded because his hat is trying to eat his head.
And is this guy or this guy?
This guy down, the guy who you shot up.
Yeah, awesome,
nice,
awesome.
Nice, that's perfect, that's perfect.
Saul stays at the bottom of the stairs. Quirk runs, like, is taking half cover up the stairs, looks around, kind of judges the distance, looks at her hands and goes, and she just dodges.
Oh, crap. Mate, is it possible that I could have passed her, one of the guns, like a hypno gun or something?
Yeah, you can give her...
Not, like, shooting fire.
Yeah, what gun do you want to give her? Do you have the hypno ray?
I have the hypno ray, or I can just give her just a regular gun.
Your call.
Now you want to give her a gun.
I give her a regular gun.
All right. She's not super calm. Oh, she's going to shoot the guy who's being eaten by his own hat.
Yeah,
it's like a Glock. It's not like a gun from this time period. It's like one from like where I come from.
All right, so she looks at it a little bit odd, shrugs, and shoots the shot. She has advantage on this because the guy's being eaten by his own hat. What's the damage on a normal pistol? I forget off the top of my head.
It can be 1d8, 1d10, or 1d12. It's probably
that's right. Okay, yeah, we're gonna go with 1d8 for a Glock.
Basically, the lower damage it does, the more shots it has.
Mm-hmm.
Is the way they usually work.
She will double tap.
Hey!
Almost a natural 20, but it misses. So she fires and then sort of hunkers down. Saul's waiting in the wings to come up with the two people he's lugging. No, he's lugging one person. But he's got the other two that Gaston put down.
Nice. Dude, yes.
All right. I should actually put them at 7. They go up here.
Dude, Saul the mule. I love it.
All right. It is
better
the...
Better call Saul.
It is the gangster's turn. The one who's being eaten by his own hat is going to attempt to rip his hat off of his head.
At the... Oh, it's not top of the round yet. Never mind.
Correct. He fails, and he's still being eaten by his hat. At the end of his turn, his hat inflicts 1 point of damage on him.
Nice.
The gangster who you are punching the crap out of is going to... He's gonna back off and provoke an attack of opportunity, Asena. You can use your reaction if you want to attack him for free. But if you do, your reaction will be gone and you won't be able to catch a bullet. Your call.
No, I think I'll just sit tight.
All right.
She could grapple him too, couldn't she? Instead of like letting him get away?
No, you have to have a feat or something to do that. You can't do it normally. All right, he's going to back off to here and switch to his pistol, and he's just going to fire at you twice and attempt to double tap in order to just bop, 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 bop. So here is his first shot. Does a 14 hit you, Asena?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
What is your armor class?
16 AC.
16. Okay. Then he misses. He fires the first double tap shot.
The first double tap shot?
Yep.
Yeah, because he has two shots.
He fires his second normal shot.
Oh, no.
He fires his second double tap shot.
Asena, look at you! Dodge, 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 just dodge, dodge!
So what happens when you get fall asleep to the Matrix.
I was saying, you're like an agent over here. Bum, bum, bum. Shung, 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 shung.
Okay, he moves here. Out of the way. His buddy hustles 15 feet over and unloads with his submachine gun.
Rat-a-tat-tat.
Rat-a-tat-a-ta. He can only make one attack. You have to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Ooh. Roll high. Roll high. Oh, God.
Against a 21.
Oh, nice!
18. He still damages you because he rolled a 21 on his attack. You take 11 points of damage. Unless you use your reaction to catch it.
What?
Do you want to use your reaction to catch it?
Oh. I mean, yeah.
All right.
You have to go full Matrix, right?
Yes.
Dodge, 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 dodge. All right. Roll to catch. You need to do a total of 11 points of damage to completely nullify the attack.
Okay.
Sixteen. You catch the bullet for a point.
Hell yeah.
For one focus point, you can throw it back in his face. Your call.
You should have five, right? You only used 1 point, didn't you?
No, she returned a bullet and she did flurry of blows. She's used two.
Okay. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
I think I'm gonna just drop it.
Okay. Catch the bullet, drop it, it sizzles on the ground. So that was that guy moving over, then he's gonna move off this way. And the last guy who's hiding around this corner is going to use 15 feet of movement. Is that close enough? That's close enough. He shoots his Tommy gun at you.
So many guns.
21. Roll a dexterity saving throw.
My God.
Natural one.
Oh. That's bummy.
All right. Now, do you have any... If you have inspiration, you can spend one to reroll.
Because here's the thing. That's the exact wrong thing to roll, because every 5 points you miss it by, he gets to attack you another time.
Oh.
You don't want to fail on a Tommy gun.
Right? I'm going to spend an inspa.
All right, how much do you have left after this?
I have 3 left.
Not bad at all. Roll a second dexterity save, and we'll take the better of the two.
Oh. A
16.
That's better.
So he does still get a, he gets to hit, you get hit twice instead of getting hit like 4 times.
Yeah,
that would have been
all right. Awful. So you take 9. You take 19 points of damage as he fills the air with lead, and then backs around the corner once again.
John has a thing.
Oh, is John gonna do a thing?
Yeah, I use my reaction and I throw my protective ward to take the damage instead.
All right, how much do you have left in that?
I cast 2 abjuration spells, which helped refill it immensely, so it has 22 hit points.
Nice.
It just barely takes it all.
All right, so you soak the entirety of that damage?
Yep.
All right, Asena, you do not take 19 damage. Take that health back.
I can't heal you, but I can protect you.
And he ducks back around the corner.
Thank you.
Hearing this, the rat-a-tat-tat of atomic guns after you were a little bit off-grounded by dodging 4 shots in a row, John throws up his hand and the shield that protects him rips away and makes like a wall of force that blocks you instead.
But it takes massive damage and almost fades, right?
Yep, it's only got 3 points left.
Okay, Asena, it's your turn. You have a target-rich environment. There are 3 elite gangsters. One around the corner, one almost in plain sight, and one around this corner. What will you do?
First, Asena's gonna be, like, relieved, but, like, also disappointed because she thought she was just, like, missing him. I'll be like, oh, thanks, John. Yeah, I needed that.
I got you. Now go kill him.
Okay. What can she do? Since the whole laser gun thing isn't working, I think she's gonna just rush in on this guy and start punching him in the face.
That is a valid strategy. Roll an unarmed attack. Well, 2 unarmed attacks. Both of them flat, normal, no advantage or disadvantage. All right, the 15 would have been a hit, but he uses his reaction to parry, and he blocks it. The 9 is a miss. He's now used his reaction. You can use your bonus action to make a 3rd attack without spending a focus point.
Yeah, sure.
All right, roll that 3rd attack. Natural 20. You crack him in the face. He takes 12 points of damage.
Nice.
Now, if you want, there's an ability I don't think you've used yet. Stunning Strike. You just hit him with a crit. If you spend a focus point, he has to roll a constitution saving throw or be stunned until the end of your next turn, meaning he does not get to go next round at all.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
All right. Now, he does get a save to resist this, but I'm going to rule that because you hit him with a crit, he gets disadvantage on his save.
That's a good ruling. I like that ruling. That is a fair and just assessment.
All right. Well, he still rolled pretty well, but not good enough. He is stunned for 1 round.
Yeah, great job.
Yeah.
You've used your action and your bonus action, and you've used 20 feet of movement. Your movement speed is 45, so you have another 25 feet of movement if you want to spend it.
Yeah. We're gonna go back. We're gonna.
Yes, yes. Yeah, John says, come back in this room.
Yeah. We're hiding.
All right.
I guess, where can I stand? I can't. Can I make it all the way past John?
No.
I don't think I can.
There's nowhere you can get safely from there.
But there should be nothing here, right? This thing is not here.
Correct.
You jump down the stairs there?
Yeah, you could jump down the stairs, and that would give you great cover. You'd be in this square, so you're still half poking up, but you have cover here.
Nice.
Well done. Okay. All right, bottom of the round. The poisonous gas expands. Matt, did you have something at the bottom of the round?
Nope.
All right. I was going to add reinforcements climbing down from the garden, but there's a poisonous gas cloud.
Yeah, Gaston did some good work.
Gaston, it's your turn. This guy's face is getting eaten by his hat. What would you like to do?
I forgot about him.
That's a good question. Do I care? I feel like he's being handled. You know? Well, I feel like I should just help with the rest of this nonsense. Let's see. How much movement do I have?
I look at Gaston, and I say, whatever you do, just don't stay out there. And you can see that John's starting to, like, formulate a little ball of fire in his hand.
Oh, cool. All right. I'll take your word on that. 5, 10, 15, 20. And then how much movement speed do I have? 30? Yeah, I can do that. Okay. So I'm going to move right about here.
All right.
Can I shoot this guy? He doesn't count as covered, right?
This guy has absolutely no cover. This guy does have cover from your position.
See, this is tough. If he's really got a fireball going through, I kind of want to increase the likelihood of both of them just getting one shot.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I'm going to try and shoot the dude who is covered.
Mm-hmm. You got this.
Wait, is it gonna do this whole room? Like, if I end up here...
Matt, do you want it? Hold on. Let me get a useful diagram for you.
Okay.
Also, mate, as I recall, I know this is coal. What is all of this? This is like barrels full of not goody stuff, right?
At the moment, yes. Perhaps if it was slightly inspired, it could be even more not goody stuff.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I was thinking somewhere along the line of...
Do not alt-drag this one, by the way, Matt. Make sure that you're clearly locking it into place.
Yeah. No, I guess I can't move it any more than this.
There.
But yeah, I was thinking, because it spreads around corners, I know there's a guy right around the corner there. This is what I was planning. So I basically tell him, get back in this room when you're done doing what you do.
Even if I'm standing here, would that be
fine? No, you'll be fine. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay, so then I'm going to take one more step out here so I can shoot him.
All right. Shoot the shot. He does not have the benefit of cover. An 11 is a miss. Do you want to double tap?
I would like to double tap, which okay. I imagine means disadvantage.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Jeez.
Yep. Well, both of your shots go wide.
Back in I go.
Can you put him to sleep as like a little... as you leave with your wrist launcher?
That's an action, so I could have done that.
For a point of inspiration, it can be a bonus action, if you have any left.
All right, well, I certainly do. So why don't we just go ahead and give that a shot?
All right. I think we have an entry on your character sheet for the sleep dart.
We do. I rolled it with disadvantage, but we'll say 10.
Yep, that is also a miss.
Damn it. Worth a try.
And you move back to a minimum safe distance.
Unfortunate.
John, it's your turn. Unless you had something else you were saying, Gaston?
Nope. Just that you hate to see it, but we're good.
You hate to see it. All right, John, what do you do?
Well, John is going to move up. And that little promise I made, I'm going to hold off on that and say yes. Or not hold off, I'm going to keep it. And John's going to throw a fireball right where I had positioned, so where it does not blow up Gaston. And we'll blow up anybody else in that room.
All right. Does stunned give you disadvantage on things? Oh!
Reflex save.
Okay, well, sucks to suck.
Sucks to suck indeed.
I'm going to roll 2 dexterity saving throws, and I want you to roll fireball damage, Matt.
Yes.
A 22... And a natural 1.
Fireball.
Wow.
So it deals 33 points of damage.
All right.
It was not a very high-powered fireball, unfortunately.
All right, so 16. This guy's going to take aggravated damage, so he's going to take 49 points of damage because he blew his save. He critically failed it. You can't see him, but the fireball goes off. There's a huge burst of flames. Things in the area catch on fire. You hear screams. The explosion is loud and obvious to anybody in the area. I'm going to light some stuff on fire now. Anything else, Matt?
What happens to this thing? I thought you said if I persuaded the barrels, they would do something for me.
Oh, no. I said at the moment they contain things that are not particularly explosive unless sufficiently inspired.
Yes, yes. And I think I definitely gave them some bardic inspiration with that.
No, with that. I'm saying you need to spend inspiration. Literally.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought you were just using a turn of... I'm sorry, I thought you were using a turn of phrase to be like...
I was, to refer to a specific game mechanic we're using.
Okay. I got you. Well, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to pop in some inspiration to turn that into, I don't know, tons of gunpowder, what would happen to that room?
I don't know, how much inspiration you got?
I don't have that much inspiration, man. I had to use a lot of it to get this pod off the ground.
I also feel like this is our only like area of escape, so blowing it up doesn't seem smart. So I think we're fine.
I'm cool with what happened. I'm cool with what happened.
Yeah.
Well, they've been naughty, so I'm bringing them flaming coal this year.
All right.
Also, isn't this a furnace?
Yes, it is.
Does 32 inch of damage blow that sucker up, or is it still okay?
Yes, it blew it up. The furnace is now on fire. Congratulations.
But, like, is it like a Hollywood, does it explode kind of a blow up? Or is
nah,
it just
it's
like
just a coal furnace. So, like, it is now open and full of flames and spreading, but it's mostly, like, stone in down here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, it is fire. Are you done? Anything else from you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This guy saved, you said, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's unfortunate. That guy's got some plot armor. Yeah, I think I am cool with... I don't think I have anything else that I can use. Again, bonus actions are not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just take a quick look and see what I've got here.
Isn't this other guy dead?
Which guy?
This guy right here.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's
bloodied.
But he already had that damage, and he took 33
points
of damage.
Yeah, I was gonna say, his HP...
You didn't touch him at all. Yeah, you didn't touch him.
Oh, well, then he's dead. I guess I just forgot.
Yeah, Ascena already beat the crap out of him with a crit and all this other stuff. And
No, you're right. He is now down.
Okay.
Also, his HP did move, actually. Okay.
I am going to get up here and stand in front of Gaston, giving him cover. I don't want my friends in the line of fire. I still have some plot armor to kind of help with that. And yeah, that's going to be it for my turn.
All right. Read about this, you goober! Extra runs up and just kicks this guy right between the legs.
That guy's not having a good day.
I'm just gonna roll this as a knife attack with advantage
that makes sense.
For the time being. But, yep. So he kicks him backwards and the guy falls stumbling into the cloud of poisonous gas.
Yes.
Extra then moves over here and takes cover. Quirk
has a Glock.
Yes, she does.
Sure does.
But you know what? She sees that fireball go off and her eyes light up. She ducks past both of you into the room. Sees the guy around the corner. Points at the far wall and snaps her fingers.
Oh, dude, okay. Who needs inspiration when you've got a wild mage?
And a cloud of darkness consumes the area.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means literally it just looks like a black hole.
Well,
a complete, utter magical darkness that not even your dark vision can see through.
Ooh. And where is
Wait. As in, is that the whole room?
No, give me one sec. I'm trying to find an appropriate icon for it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, we can just run past the guy with all our stuff and leave.
All right, there we are. I know it looks like fire, but again, I'm working with what I got here. Oh no, you know what? I got something better. I'll use this. Boop. Boop. More.
And she put the darkness over here, right?
Oh, nope, she aimed at the guy because she knows it could have been a fireball and she didn't want to blow herself up.
Yeah,
she
aimed
at the guy who was peeking around the corner.
Ah, okay, that's cool, that's cool. So we can just deal with this guy while they're all
stumbling
around.
So just a blob of complete and total darkness encapsulates this area.
Nice. Actually, I actually go, nice, Quirk, that's awesome. I see the makings of a protege.
And Saul is like, oh, what's going on up there, guys?
Oh, man, there's a lot of magic going on up here, Saul. You might want to hang out for just a moment.
All right. Inside the cloud of poisonous gas, horrible screaming sounds emerge. You see a hat fly across the room and land there, chew on the wheelchair for a couple of moments, and then go dormant as it returns to a normal hat. He succeeds on his save against that, and he's going to make a saving throw against the poison. Which he fails.
Oh no.
He takes 8 points of poison damage, and he is affected by the poisoned condition until the end of his next turn.
Nice.
Sucks to suck.
Sucks to suck. Indeed.
That being said, he is no longer having his head eaten by his hat, so he is going to
go up the stairs and leave.
Go up the stairs and leave.
I don't get paid enough to die by getting kicked in the nads by a child.
Yep. All right. Now, this guy's dead. This guy's in a cloud of darkness, and you're not entirely sure what he is up to.
Aside from being on fire.
Being slightly on fire, yeah. This guy right here, the fire goes off, chaos rain. Oh, Quirk. No, Quirk can't really duck back. She didn't have enough movement. He's going to run up and try to take her hostage. Yeah. He runs up, and he's going to make an opposed athletics check against her. He grapples her and puts his gun to her head. One more step, and I blow her brains out. Asena.
John puts up his hands like, oh, I'll wait till my turn. Never mind.
Yep. Asena, what do you do?
Asena's gonna, like, I don't know. I just don't move. I just, like, look at him. What do you... Okay. That's a little much. She's not really involved in all this. What do you want? What do you want us to do?
Throw down your weapons.
Okay. This thing?
She'll, my, like, fist?
Well, I guess she still has the freeze ray. So she'll just, like, put that on the ground and, like, put her hands behind her.
All right.
Well, she still has 2 double-barreled shotguns stashed somewhere.
Gaston. Oh, end of the round. Poisonous gas expands a little bit. The fire doesn't... Oh, yeah, the fire is going to spread to here. Gaston, it's very hot. The fire is not going to catch you unless you step into a square, but it is very hot. And the gangster has taken Quirk as a hostage. What do you do?
What did he say? Drop your weapons?
Yep.
Can I try and intimidate him?
Describe what you're going to do.
I'm just going to say, listen, man, we're not going to drop our weapons. I don't think you realize the scenario you've actually found yourself in. There are 3 of us, actually 5 if we want to count the girl you've taken hostage. And I want you to understand, if you kill her, I will be very sad. But that doesn't change the fact that I'm going to make the rest of your very short life extremely painful. And I might even extend that sentence, take you back to my lab, we're going to have a good time, you and I. Or you can put her down, and I might actually let you walk away. So what's it going to be?
Roll an intimidation check.
Can I aid him? If it doesn't help, I just want to say, and you're not even the 3rd guy he's killed today. Just putting that out there.
All right. Because I'm going to take away your bonus action. Actually, I'm going to take your reaction. Which doesn't matter, because your turn is next. John gives you advantage on the check by assisting you.
Yeah.
So roll a second check and take the better of the two. I use my remaining point of inspiration to re-roll.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough.
Because the DM hates small children.
Okay, so he doesn't drop his gun, but he looks at you. When you talk about lab, he knows the sort of thing that scientists do. He's had Zorbius in his basement for a while. He does not relent, but he is momentarily distracted.
Ooh.
Gaston, I'm going to take away your bonus action in order to make an intimidation check. You have temporarily distracted him, meaning he still, because he has a hostage, he still has an action, a reaction. He can use his reaction to shoot her. But normally, if you tried anything, he'd get to do that first. So if you pull something off here that prevents him from doing that, you have an opening. Do you want to use your action to do something? If he's able, immediately take a shot at her with advantage.
See, my immediate thought is sleep dart, but that takes a second. And a second is enough time for him to shoot. No,
if you hit him with the sleep dart and he fails to save, you're good. It'll stop his bullshit.
You've got this. Right. You just had three bad rolls in a row. You've got this. It's due. It's due to you.
I believe in you.
It's none of us. It's none of our lives on the line. This is some girl we just met. Don't worry.
Wow.
God damn, dude.
I'm kidding.
She's really cool.
I love her. I think she's great.
Roll it.
All right.
A 10 is not a hit. You got anything to sweeten the pot?
Inspiration?
Yep. Roll a second attack.
Sleep dart.
A 14 is also a miss.
Damn it. Well, that was fun while it lasted.
Question.
Yes?
Could John somehow do... I lost my reaction. Never mind. I can't
lost your reaction. He shoots her.
He tries to shoot her.
He shoots her. And he double taps.
Why?
She drops immediately, bleeding profusely.
John. Hold on. God damn it, child shooting dungeon master man.
What are we doing?
Well, Chad just immediately gave Quirk a healing boost.
Oh. I mean, nice, I guess. Does that matter?
Yeah, because she's not dead. She was, you know, bleeding out like any NPC or like a player character would. So she's not dead. She's just, you know, in critical condition. Except now she's conscious with 8 hit points, but prone. The guy thinks he dropped her when he fires.
Okay.
So she falls prone. He thinks he just wasted her. Gaston, you used your bonus action and you used your action. You still have movement remaining. Would you like to use it?
No, I'm just gonna ask John, hey John, is there a way you can detain him without killing him and we can take him? Because I was not kidding.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, cool. Could you please?
Hey, since he just shot her? Yeah. I feel like we're both kind of, like, not quite whispering this. He's like, hey John, is there a way? I'm like,
this is out loud. I'm disregarding him entirely. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. He's coming with us, and cool. You'll get to have your way with him.
Thank you.
John, it's your turn. Unless, Gaston, you wanted to finish. You have free actions, like talking. You have movement left. I didn't want to cut you off.
No, you're good, thank you. That's it.
Okay, John, it's your turn.
John steps forward, standing over the prone's Quirk,
mm-hmm.
and he... Fish is the jeweled looking pendant, the demonic looking pendant out from under his vest, and kind of fingers the front of it while beginning to speak an incantation. So here's the thing. You just shot a kid. And he wasn't kidding. So here's the thing. I suggest that you come with us and safeguard all of our lives until we say otherwise. And I use the amulet to cast the suggestion spell on him.
Okay. Whew. He's going to roll a wisdom saving throw, right?
Let me double check here. I happen to have the suggestion spell normally, even without
I got a 13. Does that beat the DC?
Not anywhere close.
Okay. No. The ruby tone of the amulet, that same light flickers in his eyes and he goes, yeah, okay.
Nice.
Nice.
That was your action.
That was my action.
Well, and... Asena, she's not gooey, so you better pick this one up.
I'm going to go ahead and lean down.
Oh, the darkness phase, by the way, because her concentration was broken.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that happens when you get shot in the face.
And I'm going to go ahead and pick up Quirk.
Okay. You pick her up.
And I actually, you know, want to investigate and make sure she's okay. I have no idea that she's fine, that she's playing possum.
All right. So her eyes open. She grabs the guy's face.
Oh.
And stinking fumes pour from her hand into the guy's sinuses. Just.
Oh.
She casts a stinking cloud spell.
Inside of him?
Inside of him.
Oh, God.
Pretty cool.
Just like stinking ochre fumes leak out of his ears and yeah, you like that, you piece of crap? How's that taste, huh? Have some more. There's plenty to go around. She's pissed off.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I like her.
Okay, so let me just real quickly,
Does a 14 save against the effect?
Well, here's the thing. That didn't damage him, did it?
Correct.
Okay, then no, it does not end. No, a 14 you said?
Yeah.
No, it does not.
Mm-hmm.
It does not. Just to let you know, let me see, the DC on this one is a... It's not one of mine. Let me double check here. Oh, it is my DC. Yeah, that's a 19, buddy. Good
okay,
luck.
Yeah, nope, never mind. He's good. All right. The gangster is trying to fulfill his obligations, but he spends his entire turn like just like his eyes are watering and he's puking his brains out. Quirk does not maintain concentration on the effect after she hits him with it. She sort of goes...
She was just getting revenge.
Yeah, it was sort of a quick reaction.
Yeah.
All right. Asena, it's your turn. The room is on fire. Saul just came up the door. He just came up the stairs with the one that he's carrying. Gaston, there's two that you left down below in order to fight. What would you what would you like to do, Asena?
Powering through, I think.
I mean, I only use 5 feet of movement. Can I just kind of move up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Perfect. Yep, no, I just want to be like right here, right behind where Asena was going to be. So that's perfect.
Okay, Asena, I'm going to let you peek the corner.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Roll a perception check. All right, you can see the guy who got blown up by the fireball, he survived, and he is lurking, doing almost exactly what you're doing through this doorway, but he has his gun trained on there. his Tommy gun. He has a ready to action. As soon as somebody walks around that corner, he's going to unload.
Pods, did you pick up your ray gun again?
You can use your item interaction if you'd like to pick up your ray gun.
Before I moved?
Yeah.
Okay.
I figured you were. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss that.
What if I jump high?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I won't be coming in the room at the same, you know, where I expected my body to be.
So, if you make an acrobatics or athletics check to, like, he'll still see you because it's a hallway, right? But
yeah.
If you succeed on a check, I'll give disadvantage on his attack.
Ooh, cool.
Like, he's spraying his Tommy gun where he thought you'd be, and then you move and he tries to track you, but it's a little trickier.
Yeah, okay. Can I roll athletics?
Yes. However, keep in mind... Oh, if you want to punch him this turn, you'll have to spend a focus point to dash, because you already moved your full speed, right?
Yes.
So, if you want to punch him this turn, you will need to spend a focus point.
Yeah. What if I just jump across... There is a room straight ahead of me?
There is a room straight ahead of you.
What if I just jump across there? Well,
then
I
what you
would have to put a focus point.
No, because you could just use your action to dash. Because you still have an action to dash, but if you use your action to dash, you won't have an action to attack. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
yeah.
If you just cross, you could make an athletics check to leap. He'd shoot the shot, get disadvantage on his shot, and burn up his reaction so that the rest of the party could then move in. So
yeah,
if that's what you'd like to do,
that.
Cool. Roll an athletics check.
I like that idea.
23. You leap like a tiger all the way across. He opens fire, just filling the whole room with lead, but he makes his attack at disadvantage.
Yeah.
16. A 16 hits you. Well, actually, no matter what he rolls, you have to roll a dexterity saving throw. So roll a dexterity saving throw. This is a flat, normal dexterity saving throw because he already took disadvantage. You leap out of the way. He fills the corridor with lead. His reaction is burned. Move yourself into that room on the other side. Well done. That was a great tactic.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Gaston, it's your turn. There are two unconscious gifted at the bottom of the stairs.
Mate, real quick,
yeah, I'm gonna go pick him up.
You. I should have the thing right here. This little thingamajiggy should be
Kay.
Following me and be right about here.
Done.
And I'm still holding her, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Does she want to be set down, or is she cool?
Yeah, she's not even blooded anymore after that healing.
I'm gonna set her down right here.
All right. What'll it be, Gaston?
Yeah, I want to pick the two kids back up.
All right, so you go ahead and move over there. Use one item interaction to pick them up. You got to use your other action to lift the other one. So you now have both of them in custody, and you're ready to continue making your escape.
Cool.
All right. You know what? I'm going to change the music. You guys are doing pretty well.
Mate, can I shout over at Saul to shoot a bubble gun? To block this way?
Yeah, you can do that. It'll just, like, shoots a giant cotton candy bubble and it just seals up the passageway, blocking the gas. Brilliant!
That's my. It's the most useful Saul has been in two episodes.
All right, Gaston. John, it's your turn.
Well, Ascena just procced that guy's reaction, so I'm going to rush down the hall and shoot him.
Okay, go ahead and move yourself.
5, 10.
He has cover. He's going to have cover until you get in his face.
20, 25, 30 is as fast as I can go. And I'm just going to take my shot and shoot my shot.
Okay.
As I recall, this guy failed a natural one on the stage, so he should be burning right now, right?
He's heavily injured.
Cool. All right. I'm going to shoot him.
Okay, he has cover.
That's fine. He can have it. 33, take that.
He doesn't have that much cover.
I'm a private eye. My pistols are amazing. Don't hand me a submachine gun. I'm not good.
My pistols are great.
Would you like to use your reaction to finish him?
Yes, I would. Okay. I would indeed.
Tell me how this goes down.
As soon as she runs across, just like back in my days as a field agent, I zip around the corner, holding the Krantaka revolver in both hands, just rush down the hall, plant myself, and just pop off two shots. The first one hits and breaks the side of the wall in order to kind of make an opening for me, and the next shot goes through and just clips him right between the eyes, and he goes down flat.
You don't even have a silencer on this giant brass... This giant brass pistol, but it still makes that thwip sound that a headshot always makes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And he's dropped.
I guess this is with the revolver. I don't have to do it. I'll just shoot the one shot. It breaks through the corner and just goes right on through.
Well done. That way you still have three shots in the barrel. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys right now. The spell trap is blocking off reinforcements from up above. So right now, if all you do is just straight haul, you're clear. Is there anything else the team wants to do while you're here?
I feel like this area we searched, below we searched, so the only thing we didn't get to search is the house.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part.
But we already agreed we'd come back for that.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're good to go, guys. Oh, do you want to steal that box on our way out?
I like boxes.
I mean, can anybody carry it?
I was carrying it last time. So we'll just...
Sure.
Can we just...
Carrying anything.
What was in the box again, mate? I know that we opened it up and took a look and all that.
It was the silver injectors with the...
Oh, we already took them.
Yeah,
right.
I took those.
Yeah, you guys looted that. Yeah. You absolutely looted that already.
Never mind.
I stay haul ass, personally.
Agreed.
Okay. So, with a whole bunch, like four times the people that you entered Thornacre with, the party runs down the passageway through the secret tunnel out to an old water maintenance culvert and makes good your escape.
Real quick. Mm-hmm. So is the dude who is supposedly like leading us out, is he still here? What's up with that guy?
Dude, he's gonna follow us for the next 8 hours until we arrive at your lab. In which case, he's done following us, and then...
Excellent.
Yeah, no, dude, we're
that
good.
Doesn't matter anymore at that point. He's done.
Until either he follows us to your lab, or we tell him, okay, you're good, that's his mission, is to follow and protect us until we get back to your lab.
Yeah, I think as soon as the spell wears off, I'm just going to shoot him in the face.
Oh, you're not gonna do the... No? Okay.
You know what? Heat of the moment. What's her name again?
Quirk.
Quirk is fine. I'm a lot less pissed now. I'll just kill the guy.
Thank you, Lifa, for the gifted subs. I will put that towards half of an act of God next time.
We made it! I don't know how we did it!
I don't know either. Earlier, I was
we
clinching.
Also had some guy who also did, so that's awesome.
No, thanks, I mean, guys. Blocking off reinforcements with the poisonous gas was a good call. Using, you know, effective resource management, a little mind control, you know. You guys did good. It was a room full of elite mooks. Like, these are some, you know, tough gangsters. So, I think you made good choices.
Yay! And we took a lot of... What is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... We, like, left with a half dozen people.
Yeah, you arrived with a fire team and you left with a full squad.
Hey, just FYI, how long is it going to take us to get anywhere from here?
Oh, at least half an hour.
Do we have a car? Do we have a car?
I feel like we go...
Uh-oh. No!
What? Sorry, I DC'd. I feel like we go to the gifted school place. Like, just go straight there. And, like, you know.
Can we go to the map real quick?
I shoot the guy.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is my disc has an hour.
Oh,
You are here.
Can we get to the laboratory in an hour?
I think. Wait, is the school? Where's the school relative to us?
It's real far away.
Yeah, we go to. I don't know if we can go. Should we go to the lab first?
The lab is half a mile away.
I feel like we should.
Do we get there in an hour?
Okay,
how the hell
are you planning on making your way through the streets of Northport with this giant floating pod?
I'll tell you how. We are going to get in the slow lane, and I'm going to put an illusion around us that we're all a car. Instead of walking down the side of the road in an extremely slow car.
You're going to Flintstones this?
Yes, we're going to Flintstones this. No one's going to tell. We just look like a it's literally going to be Gaston behind the car, pushing a car at 5 miles an hour. Hi, guys. Nope, I'm fine. Don't call the cops. I don't need help. I'm right down the street, and we're going to do that for a half mile.
All right, yeah, fine. Let's go.
Meg.
I love being a wizard!
I can just see it. Everyone's like, hey there, sport, you need a lift or a boost. No, we're good.
Strongman competition, you know?
Don't touch anything.
it's an old historical model from, you know, 20 years ago when cars were invented.
Gaston goes right. To lean on it while he talks to him. His elbow falls from the car.
Quick, adjust the illusion so it's like part of it just collapsed, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I love it. Yeah, Flintstone's car. Booyah.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Had a lot of fun. Good to be back. I'll try to post the VOD a little faster this time. Remember, at youtube.com on Casters and Castles, you can find past episodes. I will try to put out our schedule a little more regularly on Twitter. We've got a Discord you can join. Thank you to my fantastic players. It's been a lot of fun. Everybody have a great night.
The story continues next time on Coriander Society Adventures. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice. For more Casters and Castles adventures, visit our live stream at twitch.tv/castersandcastles.